This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday agreed to decide Donald Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution for trying to overturn his 2020 election loss, giving him a boost as he tries to delay criminal prosecutions while running to regain the presidency. The justices put on hold the criminal case being pursued by special counsel Jack Smith and will review a lower court's rejection of Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution because he was president when he took actions aimed at reversing President Joe Biden's election victory over him. The UN says a quarter of Gaza's population is one step from famine and aid trucks are being looted, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UN humanitarian coordinator Ramesh Rajasingham told the UN Security Council,
"Unfortunately, as grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration."
Maurizio Martina, the head of the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, said,
"Since 9 October, the government of Israel's reinforced blockade has included stopping or restricting food, electricity and fuel supply, as well as commercial goods. The entire food supply chain has been affected."
UN officials have said that the situation has gotten so bad that desperation for food has resulted in some aid trucks being shot at and looted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday Israel was operating in all areas of Lebanon amid tensions with Hezbollah and other militant groups. Gallant said this was understood on both sides, claiming Israel had killed more than 300 militants since exchanges of fire across the border began after the start of the Gaza war. This is VOA News. Thousands of striking Greek workers and students marched through central Athens on Wednesday to mark the anniversary of the country's deadliest train crash and demand justice and bigger pay raises. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The 24-hour strike halted rail services across the country and disrupted urban transport in the capital. On February 28, 2023, a packed passenger train collided head-on with a freight train, killing 57 people, most of them students returning from a long weekend. The government promised to fix the crumbling system, but 1 year on, officials told Reuters the remote rail control and communication systems, mandatory under EU law, are still not functioning. A station master was arrested hours after the crash. Dozens have since been charged in connection with the case. The government says a trial is likely to begin in June. Relatives of those who died and survivors gathered for a memorial service. Many are still demanding answers.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Iran is holding parliamentary elections this Friday, with many saying they won't vote amid widespread discontent in the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Disillusionment over its crumbling economy, years of mass protests, and tensions with the West are likely to keep many Iranians away from the ballot box. Officials have urged people to vote, but tellingly, no state figures have been released this year about expected turnout. 15,000 candidates are vying for one of 290 seats in parliament. However, absolute power in Iran rests with its supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Karen Chamas.
The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will take place on Friday in Moscow after several locations declined to host the service, his spokesperson says. Kira Yarmish says the funeral will be held at a church in Moscow on Friday afternoon. Many Western leaders have said they hold Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for his death. Yarmish says most venues said they were fully booked, and some refused when they heard Navalny's name. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tried to drum up Balkan support for his vision of peace in Ukraine and promoted the idea of joint arms production at a two-day summit of southeastern European countries on Wednesday. Zelensky said Ukraine is interested in co-production with its partners and the top delegations present from Albania, Bulgaria, Serbia, North Macedonia, Kosovo, Bosnia, Montenegro, Croatia, Moldova, and Romania. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.